Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about how to help your little ones understand and appreciate the wonderful diversity that makes our world so rich and magical. Today, I want to talk with you about something that might have happened in your home recently. Maybe your 3 or 4 year old noticed that someone looks different from them. Maybe they pointed at someone in the grocery store and asked a question that made your heart skip a beat. Maybe they came home from preschool talking about a friend who speaks a different language or has different colored skin. And maybe, just maybe, you felt that flutter of uncertainty. What do I say? How do I handle this? Am I doing this right? First, let me tell you something wonderful. You're doing beautifully. And your child, their curiosity about differences is not something to worry about. It's actually a sign that their brain is developing exactly as it should. Here's what the magic book taught me, and it changed everything. Children ages 3 and 4 are in one of the most important developmental periods for understanding human differences. During these precious years, their little minds are actively constructing their identities and their attitudes about diversity. They're like little scientists, observing everything, asking questions, trying to make sense of this big, beautiful world. And here's the most important part. Research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us something profound. Differences themselves do not create bias. Let me say that again, because it's so important. Differences do not create bias. Children don't learn prejudice from noticing that people look different or speak different languages or have different family structures. They learn prejudice from how the adults around them respond to those differences. When you respond to your child's curiosity with warmth, with openness, with respect, you're teaching them that diversity is something to celebrate, not something to fear. You're showing them that people can be simultaneously the same and different, and that this reality is absolutely wonderful. Louise Derman-Sparks and Julie Olson Edwards, who are leading experts in anti-bias education, put it this way: we are all the same. We are all different. Isn't that wonderful? And oh, my friend, it truly is. Your 3 or 4 year old has these innate, budding capacities for empathy and fairness. They're born with the ability to care about others, to notice when something isn't fair, to feel compassion. And when you nurture these capacities with gentle guidance, when you give them accurate, respectful language to describe what they observe, you're helping them build a foundation that will last their entire lives. Dr. Zeynep Issa-Kirkan's research shows us that children at this age are remarkably adaptive. Preschool is often their first significant opportunity to learn about routines and behaviors that are different from their home life. And you know what? They navigate this beautifully when they have supportive adults guiding them. So what does this look like in your everyday life? Let me share some gentle approaches that might feel good. When your child notices a difference and asks a question, take a breath and remember that this is a gift. This is a teaching moment wrapped in starlight. Answer their question simply, honestly, and warmly. If they ask why someone's skin is a different color, you might say something like, "People have different amounts of melanin in their skin, and that's what makes us all different beautiful shades." Isn't it wonderful how we're all unique? Keep it simple, keep it warm, keep it factual. If your child makes an observation that feels uncomfortable to you, resist the urge to shush them or change the subject. That response, though it comes from love, can accidentally teach them that differences are something we don't talk about, something shameful or scary. Instead, acknowledge what they noticed and add context. Yes, that person uses a wheelchair to help them move around. People's bodies work in different ways, and that's perfectly okay. Read books that show diverse families, diverse abilities, diverse cultures, not just during special occasions or heritage months, but woven into your everyday reading. When diversity is part of your daily routine rather than a special topic, children learn that this is simply how the world is, and it's beautiful. And here's where I want to tell you about a story that the magic book and I think might help. It's called The Pavilion of True Melodies, and it's about two friends named Kenji and Miva who discover something magical. In this story, Kenji and Miva find a beautiful pavilion where music only plays when children are being their authentic, true selves. When they try to impress each other by pretending to be different than they really are, the music fades away. But when they embrace who they truly are, When they show their real feelings and their genuine selves, the pavilion fills with the most beautiful melodies. This story teaches something so important. It shows children that everyone is beautifully different, and that our authenticity, our genuine self-expression, creates the most wonderful connections. When Kenji and Miva learn that the pavilion responds to truth and authenticity, children watching learn that differences make friendships richer, that pretending to be someone else dims our unique light. After you read this story together, you can talk with your child about how everyone has their own special melody, just like Kenji and Miva. You can explore together how our differences make the world more interesting and beautiful, just like different musical notes create a song. One note alone is lovely, but when you bring many different notes together, you create harmony, you create music, you create something magical. The story helps children understand that accepting ourselves and accepting others as they truly are creates the most beautiful harmony. And isn't that what we want for our children? To grow up knowing that they are perfectly wonderful exactly as they are, and that everyone else is too. You know, my friend, the research shows us that when diversity is woven into daily life, when it's treated as normal and wonderful rather than unusual or special, children develop this foundational understanding that becomes part of who they are. They learn that people are the same in our hearts, in our feelings, in our need for love and belonging. And we're different in how we look, how we speak, what we eat, how we celebrate, what we believe. And both of these truths can exist together beautifully. Your child is learning from you every single day. They're watching how you respond when you encounter someone different from you. They're listening to how you talk about people. They're absorbing your attitudes like little sponges soaking up starlight. And the beautiful thing is, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be genuine, warm, and willing to learn alongside them. If you make a mistake, if you say something and then think, "Oh, I could have said that better," that's okay. You can go back to your child and say, "You know what? I've been thinking about what I said earlier and I want to say it differently." What a beautiful lesson that is, showing them that we're all learning, all growing, all becoming better versions of ourselves. The magic book whispers this truth. Every child, everywhere in the world, deserves to grow up feeling valued for exactly who they are. And every child deserves to learn that everyone else is valuable too. When you teach your 3 or 4 year old to appreciate differences, you're not just helping them navigate preschool. You're giving them a gift that will shape how they move through the world for the rest of their lives. You're planting seeds of empathy, of respect, of genuine appreciation for the beautiful diversity of humanity. And those seeds, nurtured with your love and guidance, will grow into something magnificent. So keep asking those thoughtful questions. Keep responding to your child's curiosity with warmth and honesty. Keep reading diverse stories. Keep modeling respect and appreciation. You're doing something so important, my friend. You're raising a human who will make this world more loving, more accepting, more beautiful. The Book of Inara has many stories that can help with this journey, and the Pavilion of True Melodies is a wonderful place to start. You can find it in our app, and I think your little one will love it. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for caring so deeply about raising your child with love and wisdom. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you. With love and starlight, Inara.